You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 436.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'm going to go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to be here today. I love getting a chance to just talk with you about whatever's on your mind. And today we did something crazy. We just asked our Facebook peeps, our Facebook audience, what do you want to talk about? And they threw out a topic, and here's what came up. Peggy Sue Hammond Schuler wrote, "Even though I know my customers are waiting for me to call, I still struggle to pick up the phone." Well, I got a lot to say about this. As you might imagine, I have a lot to say about a lot of things because that's just how I roll. So let's talk about this in particular. So first of all, there's a couple of layers of stuff that's going on here. So the first layer of stuff I want to talk about is the idea of picking up the phone as an act. So you've got a word in here, I'm struggling. I struggle to pick up the phone, right? That's a very powerful word. Think of how hard it is to do something when you're struggling. Like, that's the message you're sending to your brain. I'm struggling. I'm struggling. And we use that with a lot of things, right? I'm struggling to build a following. I'm struggling to get clients. I'm struggling to build my business. Like, ugh, don't you just feel like you want to take a shower now that I said struggling four times? Like, it's just yucky, horrible words. So eliminate that word. All right, that's for starters, Peggy. Thanks for being our guinea pig. The next thing is I would ask myself, why do you want to pick up the phone? Why do you want to pick up the phone? And most people would answer, well, because maybe some altruistic answers like, well, I want to give good customer service, or I know my customers would be happy to hear from me. But most of the time, the reality is, if we're really honest, we want to pick up the phone or we want to call people because we know it will build our businesses, right? We're going to get sales. We're going to make joint venture partnerships. We're going to get bookings, whatever the case is, whatever it is you're looking for. The thing I would be careful of here in the way you're thinking about this is, do you think you have to pick up the phone in order to build your business? Like, is that really the underlying message? Is the message you're giving yourself, like, I should be picking up the phone. I'd like to pick up the phone. I know my customers are waiting for me to call. Like, I'm not even sure you 100% believe that, Peggy. I don't know for sure. You tell me. I'm really doing it because I want to build my business, and my business isn't going to grow unless I pick up the phone. Now, for everybody else who doesn't pick up the phone for their particular marketing method, insert anything in that space. My business isn't going to grow unless I live stream. I'm struggling to live stream right now. I'm struggling to build a funnel right now. I'm struggling to build my website. I'm struggling to go to networking meetings. My business isn't going to build unless I get out there, right? All of these things that we think we have to do in order to build a business. So the question is, do you want to pick up the phone because you love talking on the phone? It's your favorite thing to do. You love connecting with people. You're passionate about having one-on-one conversations. You can hardly wait to pick up the phone. It's your most fun, favorite task in your business to do. Or are you doing it because you think you need to do it to build your business? I'm guessing if you're struggling, it's probably the latter. So that is the message that needs to be addressed. That's the thing that needs to be addressed, not the picking of the phone, but the idea that there's only one way I can build my business, and so I'm going to take this out to the ridiculous so that you can really feel the sense of this, okay? We live in a world, and I know you don't exactly think like this, but I'm bringing this out to the ridiculous so it really hits home. We live in a world where we've got instant access to people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via text, video chats, instant messenger, Facebook posting, and a variety of other methods, Skype, WhatsApp. I mean, I could just, how much technology do we need? Oh, how many millions of ways do we need to connect? And yet the message that we've got going on here is, well, there's only one way I can build my business. There's only this one single way. And I haven't even touched on, that's just one-on-one connection, all the marketing methods, right? There's blogging and newsletters and article marketing and video marketing and YouTube and podcasting and live streaming and ebooks and webinars and telesummits and offline trade shows and advertising, right? I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on, all the literally hundreds of ways to market your business. And yet there's still this idea that the only way I'm going to make money is if I pick up the phone and I get myself to pick up the phone, even though I'm struggling. I'm struggling. I don't really like doing it, but I'm feeling like that's the only way I can build my business, right? So I'd love to hear back from you, Peggy. I'm going to take a break here. I want to hear back from you because I want to see where you're coming at. But here's the message I would start giving myself. What do we know? We know for sure that inside of our heads, we have a reticular activating system. Reticular activating system says that whatever I think about and whatever I talk about, that's what's matching up. It's a little matchmaker that lives in the head, right? It sits at attention all day, every day, and listens to what you're thinking about and what you're talking about, and it matches it up. It sifts through the mucky muck, the millions of bits of information, the millions of ideas, the millions of marketing methods, all of this stuff, it matches up. And it finds solutions for you. It's your number one most powerful tool you have at your disposal. So what's our job as brain trainers? Our job is to be better thinkers. Choose better thoughts. So here's some new thoughts you can think instead. Okay, first thought is, uh-oh, I got busted, right? Totally busted. See if I ever volunteer to be on the show again. It's true. I did have that feeling. That is the only way that I can build my business. So if that's the case, and Peggy, it may not be for you. And if it's not, after the break, I promise we'll talk about how to train your brain so that you can pick up the phone. But most of the time, if you're struggling to do something, it's because you're not absolutely passionate in love with it. We don't struggle to go out with friends for coffee. We don't struggle to go dancing. We don't struggle to go play with the dog. None of those things, because those are fun things that we love to do. So they're easy and they're effortless and they're what we want. And that's the easiest way to build a business. The way to build a business is to find the thing that you absolutely love to do, that you would do anyway, that you would gladly like hold you back from doing it. You want to do it. You can't wait to do it. And do that. Use that for your business building method. Okay? So let's assume that we're going to start with the former, that you are struggling to pick up the phone because you don't like doing it, but you feel like there's a message to do it. So here's the new story. Here's the new thing you can tell yourself to think in your own head to switch this around. And this goes for anybody, whether it's live streaming or whatever you decided. You can say to yourself, okay, Dana's right. That's always a good place to start. Dana's right. I have been using that word struggle. I have been thinking that there's only a certain thing I can do. I have been thinking that there's only one way to build my business, or there's only one way to gain some traction. And I'd like to be open. I'd like to be open to the many ways. I like the idea that I can do things I love to do and make money. I love the idea that I can love the task of my business as much as I love playing with the dog or dancing or going for a walk or going out with friends. I love the idea that I could wake up every day and make money doing things that are fun to do that I can't wait to do rather than slogging away and working hard and trudging and all of that stuff. Like, it's kind of exciting to think that I could just get up and leap out of bed and it would be ease and flow all day long. I'd be able to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to open my mind to look for my methods. I'm going to start to pay attention when I'm going through my tasks throughout the day, which things light me up, which things give me energy, which things feel good. And I'm going to focus on those, do more of those. Right? I love the idea of building my business in feel-good ways. I love exploring and figuring out what those are. Once I find something that is the thing, like this is what I can't wait to do, I'm going to do everything I can to figure out all the marketing methods that relate to that, because this is what is going to work for me, is to be happy and to feel good and to be free. And so I'm going to keep moving in that direction more and more every day, doing feel-good tasks, and then I'm going to train my brain and tell myself that that's what's making my money. What makes my money is being happy and positive first, feeling good first, putting the feel-good me out there, showing up in a better way, right? Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that for now because I want to check in, and I promise that whether this applies to you or not, Peggy, what we're going to do is after the break, for all of you who really do want to pick up the phone, or who you do want to live stream or blog or write more or whatever it is that you think you can't do or that you're struggling to do, we're going to address that, okay? All right, sit tight. If you want to know when I'm live, make sure to go to danawild.com/update and we'll send you a little tick. Generally speaking, I'm here every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, but sometimes even more. So I hope to see you over there, and I will be right back in 90 seconds.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hi, this is Dana Wild, and I'm back. You know what? We've been having a really good discussion here, and I want to address some of the things because Peggy has come back in. We've been talking about picking up the phone. If you love to do it, right? If it's your passion, if it's your thing, then do it. If you don't love to do it, then train your brain for the messages that you want to be giving your brain. So I was talking with her, and Peggy was saying that she wants her customers to know that she thinks of them, that she's there to serve them. She doesn't want them to go elsewhere for their product. When they think of my product, she wants them to think, come to her. It's a great follow-up. Every day I plan to do it, and I don't. So the pieces I was bringing to her attention, and this is something for you to think about too. Whatever it is you're thinking about doing and not doing, why? Why are you not doing it? In her case, she said she's overwhelmed because she has so many to do. So I would ask myself, are those the words that make you think like this is an awesome marketing method? I'm overwhelmed, right? I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed. I'm struggling. I think that's the marketing method I'm going to do, the one that overwhelms and stresses me out, right? I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense, does it? So you have one of two choices. You can either do the thing and feel good about it, or you can not do the thing and feel good about it. That's it, as brain trainers, right? Those are your two choices. It makes no difference which choice you make, right? Doesn't matter. Because either way you can build your business when you're giving yourself the right messages and using your brain. So some of the things to point out here for all of you is that there's a lot of fear in these statements. I don't want people going elsewhere for the product, right? I want them to know I'm thinking of them. And so I want you to examine, for those of you who are thinking of that, like, I need to engage, I need to stay in touch, I need to be out there, I need to be there, I need. When you're thinking those things, ask yourself, what's the underlying message behind this? Do you think you're attracting clients that don't love you, that don't adore you, that don't think about you? Like, that's not who you want to attract to your tribe. That's not the cult following you want to build, right? You want to be working with people and connecting with people, with clients who love you, who think of you, who adore you, who are thinking of you when you're not around, who can't wait to follow up with you. You want to be training your own brain to say, you know what? I love the business that's coming to me. I've got so much business coming to me. I love my clients, and I am continually following up because they're following up with me. They're reaching out to me. They're contacting me for stuff. I attract passionate followers. I don't have to chase them or follow them or do any of that. I do feel like the key underlying statement here is she says she wants to connect with them, let them know they're appreciated. And Nancy McGrath Brown gives a really good idea. She said, send them a note in the mail. Tell them that you're thinking about them. I mean, what a good use of time. If writing is your thing, if you're good at that, if that's the thing that lights you up, why try to pick up the phone? Why not write 5 notes a day and mail them out? You contact 150 clients a month. It's great, right? Postcards are cheap. You can send out postcards, all of this stuff. So the reason we always say the problem is not the problem, the problem is that I'm thinking about and I'm talking about the problem, is because often when you're struggling with something or it doesn't light you up, I'm struggling to live stream. I know I should. I know I have to. It's the hottest thing and I should be doing it, but I'm really struggling with it. Well, maybe that's not the method for you. Maybe that's not the method for building your business. So follow your joy. What lights you up? You know, I could sit and write in my journal all day. Some of you are like that. Well, then find a marketing method for writing. Quit trying to do these things that all the peanut gallery is telling you to do, and instead follow your joy. Follow your joy. What's the way? I'm not saying don't connect with your customers. Connect with your customers in a way that feels good to you, in a way that's easy for you, in a way that's effortless, not struggling, not overwhelmed, not knowing what to do. Now, having said that, let's get to the core of this. What you really want to change is you want to connect with your customers. So step one, thinking in your own head. You must start thinking thoughts. You must start thinking sentences intentionally that create the situation that helps you match up with what you want. Right now, you're thinking thoughts like, I should be picking up the phone, I want to connect with my customers, but I'm not, and I feel bad, and I feel guilty, and I'm overwhelmed, and I've got such a big list, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't feel like taking action after saying all those things either, right? So, being aware, you're like, okay, I've got this problem. The problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about their problem. So it's not that I've got the problem. It's that I keep thinking and talking about this problem. I don't want to do that anymore. So instead, I'm going to start thinking and talking the way I want to think and talk. Only you can think in your head. You have to do this. I can tell you all sorts of marketing advice, but none of it works if you don't think in your own head. You must be a proactive thinker in your own head. So here are the thoughts to start to think. Okay, it's true that at the core of all of this is I really do want to be somebody who gives good customer service. And I want to connect with my customers. And I like engaging with them. And maybe they're not reaching out and contacting me right now, but I can see that if I started thinking like that, that might shift around. And I like the idea of releasing all of this have to and all this negativity, and just following up in a way that feels good to me. And maybe that way is making a phone call. And I do have a large list of people to call. And so I'm not going to tackle the whole thing. I don't even want to contact everybody. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to think of somebody recently that I really liked and I had a good connection with. And I'm going to think about engaging with them. Like, what would I like to say to them? How was it that they touched me or that I had a good connection or that I feel like I could be of service to them right now? And I'm just going to focus on that one person. And I'm going to think about maybe today having one meaningful conversation with somebody. And maybe I'll choose to do that conversation by text or on Facebook or make a post on somebody's face or write a handwritten note and send it. But maybe it'll be a phone call too. One meaningful conversation with somebody today. I'm not going to look at this big list. I'm not going to guilt myself into calling. I'm not going to keep beating myself up for not calling. I'm actually pretty bored with that right now. I'm bored with that story. I'm bored with the idea that I should be feeling bad about all this stuff I'm not doing. And instead, I want to focus on what it is I want to be doing. I want to be giving good customer service. I want to be having meaningful conversations. I want to be connecting with people. I want to develop a passionate group of followers who know how much I care, know how much I love them, know that I want to do whatever it takes to meet their needs and to help them with their transformation. And I know the best way for me to do that right now is to focus on just one a day, having one meaningful conversation per day. And that's how I'm going to start. And I'm going to start by thinking those thoughts, focusing on what I do want rather than what I don't want. Okay? I hope that hit home. Peggy, if you have additional questions, make sure and put them in the comments here on the Facebook chat where this is happening. For those of you who are listening on the podcast and you're feeling left out and you're like, dang it, I want to be there on the chat because I got stuff to say, then go to danawild.com/update and make sure that you know when the Mind Aware Show is being filmed in our little studio audience here on Facebook. Peggy Sue, a special shout out to you for being our guinea pig today, because I think you speak for a lot of people, and myself included. I have to bust myself on this almost literally, I would guess, at least once a week. It might be daily, but I don't think I want to admit that. But at least once a week, I have to bust myself on these stories that we get about all the things we should be doing. Right? We're inundated. You know, they say entrepreneurs have shiny object syndrome, but it's not us. It's that literally we are inundated with the whole list of shoulds that we should be doing. And it's also shame-based, isn't it? And it's also fear-based, like, oh, you're not going to be successful unless you're doing this list of 8 million things. You know, it makes you want to go crazy, doesn't it? Well, this is the path. The path is follow those things that feel good. And by those things, I not only mean those tasks, but follow those thoughts that feel good. And bust yourself. I have to bust myself too. I have to bust myself all the time and say, like, is this something I really want to be doing? Does this light me up? Does this make me feel so good? Am I doing this out of fear? Am I doing this because I'm told I should? You know, so we're in this together. We're all doing this together. We're all playing with the same concepts. We're all trying the same thing. The idea is to start today to follow the happy path. Because when you're happy, you get better ideas, you show up better, you feel like working, you get better results, what you do happens faster. Life is just all around easier, and we're all doing this together. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?